Roger Erickson, WCCO Radio, here with the morning crew on Real Radio. Chuck Lilligren.
Good morning.
How did you find the roads this morning, Chuck?
Oh, I just opened my eyes. They were fine. There was a little light dusting and snow.
Mm-hmm.
That was north of town, though.
Yeah, okay. And Ray Christensen coming in from New Brighton, he looked and he saw.
Well, there was that mist on the windshield, and I used the defroster because at first when I put the wipers on, it just created more of a mess. And yet, like you, I expected it to be slippery, and it was not.
But that's not to say it can't be in some places.
That's true.
Because there is freezing drizzle right now in the Twin Cities. I recall last time we said it looked like it was freezing drizzle, looked like it should be slippery, and it wasn't, and it was.
That's right.
Slippery
would
down.
You go over
around.
That? Never mind.
Yeah. Slippery south of Twin Cities, I know, and in Iowa, there's a lot of ice covered. But one of the guys coming in from Northfield this morning said he found getting a little soupy.
Soupy. And Mr. Farmer from Lake Phelan?
Well, I had slight dusting of snow and frost on the front windshield, and my back window was clear, so I just backed to work this morning.
Very good.
Nice to have you back to work.
Thank you.
Now, we have the winners of the St. Paul Winter Carnival Talent Contest with us. It's a barbershop quartet called the Harmony. You do call yourself a barbershop quartet, right?
Yep. Yeah.
The Harmony Street Review.
How come they haven't shaved?
Yeah, this
one guy. Only one guy shaved.
Yeah. Clean cut.
They haven't seen a barbershop for months.
If you've seen a picture of the Oak Ridge boys, here they are. They are. You're all at the University of Minnesota?
Yeah.
And so Tom Arneberg, baritone. Tom, any town you want to salute this morning?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Jasper and Kenyon and Roseville.
Any particular reason for all those?
My fiance is from Jasper, and her cousins are from Kenyon, and my family's from Roseville.
All right. Bob Sperling, lead.
Yeah, I'd like to salute Egan, hometown.
Egan, all right. No girlfriend. Yeah. Bruce Honigford, tenor.
That's me. I'd like to salute Duluth, as my girlfriend lives there, and Menominee, where my brother is staying right now.
And Tim Corby, bass.
I'd like to salute Thurston Anderson and Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
All right, there they are. Members of the St. Paul chapter of the SPEBSQSA.
Oh, that's easy for you.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's
Roger.
A Society for the Preservation and
Letter Dropper.
Shop Quartet singing.
I know, Mailman is
a
letter dropper.
They are going to sing our good morning song like it should be sung. So take it away, fellas.
Good morning, it's grand to be on hand. Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up! Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Too bad.
Of course, they threw extra words in there.
Well, they used a pitch pipe. Did you hear that? They used a pitch pipe. That doesn't count.
We don't use a pitch pipe. We don't need it.
What is a pitch pipe?
That deserves, I think, almost another. Don't you think so?
Sure.
Encore.
Yes, encore. Okay, give us a little short one here.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, when is darkness on the delta? That's the time the heart is light. Oh, when is darkness on the delta? Let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton all around me. Voices sing soft and low. Lord, I'm lucky that you found me where the muddy Mississippi waters flow. Lounging on the levee, listen to the nightingale. Way up above, laughter on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. All God's children got some to love. Oh, when it's darkness on the delta, only heaven is in sight. Oh, when it's darkness on the delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Oh, let me linger in the shelter of the night.
Doing tomorrow morning at this time?
Sleeping.
Yeah, Roger's going to be gone tomorrow morning.
Oh, we won't need them tomorrow morning. Roger will be gone.
Yeah, Roger,
well, that's
good. Sing it
with Roger gone, we don't compare quartets, you see.
No.
Trio. That's right.
Cut that out. It is 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. CCO temperature 21, 100% humidity, winds northeast 5. We are getting some snow and occasionally some freezing drizzle. Don't be surprised if you hit some slippery spots this morning, although I kept testing my brakes all the way in and didn't seem to be having any trouble, but you know how that can change from a half hour to half hour.
Indeed. Yeah, it's fun to see some teenage guys and a little older singing barbershop harmony, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
You tend to think of that as being a lot of 50-year-old fellows hanging around a saloon or something.
Yeah.
These are college-age kids.
Yeah.
And
hanging around the saloon.
Hanging around.
No,
no, I don't know what they're hanging around. Hanging around their girlfriends. We got that loud and clear.
Yeah. Did you have barbershop harmony there in Kansas?
Yeah, not harmony, no. We had... We had a little barber shop.
Did you?
Really? Yeah. Mr. Eads would cut my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and put me on the bench and listen to soap operas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember how they used to put a board across the,
right,
the thing while you sat there?
Yeah. I'd always get a nickel back from Mr. Falk. Falk, he'd cut my hair.
Yeah. I've seen your haircuts. You should get a nickel back. The thing I don't like about haircuts is when you change barbers. You don't mean to change barbers, but you just go to a different barber shop.
Yeah.
And then you run into the barber that you've abandoned. And he looks at you like a whipped puppy.
Yeah.
You know, and he says, well, hi, Bill. Haven't seen you for a while. And you just feel like a dirty shirt. You know, maybe you were in a different town when you got a haircut.
I have a double colic back here. One on this side of the head, one on this side of the head.
Uh-huh.
On each corner. Now, that's tricky to take care of, and there was only one barber who knew how to do that for a long time. I'd go from barber to barber, and this guy would keep moving, you know, and pretty soon he's 10 miles away, and I'd keep following him because he's the only guy who knew how to get the hair smoothed over this other colic, so he would... Otherwise, I've got two tufts of hair standing up in the back of my head. Finally, he moved too far. Then I got to go to a different barber and explain to him.
Ay, ay, ay.
And so after he's through with the haircut, he said, my gosh, you've got a double colic. I said, I know, I told you. Too late, he says. There they are again, sticking up.
Well, they're hardly noticeable with the earphones.